Hello, folks, and welcome to Strong Tower Radio Feature, the program that helps you get to know your community and your community to get to know you better. I'm your host, Tom Bajur, and I am at the On Location in Grand Haven, Michigan. I'm on Beechtree Street at the Grand Haven Adventist Community Service Center, and I have had a pre-tour, and I am so impressed. I have been impressed with every Adventist Community Service Center that I've been to. There's things that are the similar and the same, and there are things that are different and special as each one meets their community needs. We've been to Kalamazoo, we've been to Battle Creek, we've been to southwestern Michigan, to Berrien Springs, Michigan. We're going over to Warren, Michigan. We're going up to, we've already been to Ithaca, Michigan, and there's more beside. Today, I have with me the director of the Adventist Community Center at Grand Haven. This is Shannon Turgeon. And Shannon, welcome to our program.
Thank you.
And you have your husband. His name is Jason. And you have a vital part in anybody who's really involved and is married usually brings their partner in somehow, in some way. And he's a vital part of this ministry. Let's have a word of prayer and then we'll get started. Our great Heavenly Father, just want to thank you for those, for the service of that the Turgeons provide to the Grand Haven area and all the helpers that help them. We just want to ask a blessing upon this ministry and be with us and our listeners as their vision of serving others increases. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Shannon, tell us a little bit about the mission of the Adventist Community Center here in Grand Haven.
So our mission is to help people that are in need, whether it be spiritual or with physical.
Jason, would you like to add something to that?
Well, it's we don't really want to just focus on the clothing and that part of the outreach. We want to be more of a spiritual hub. And what my wife has done is she's had a lot of people come for help and then want to be a part of the mission. So it's been a blessing because she's working, she's building relationships with people now, and these relationships, they blossom into future Bible studies, which we also conduct here at the center from time to time. And we've had three baptisms over the last year.
People have made decisions for Christ.
Yes, and it's been a beautiful place to conduct God's ministry, to do His will in so many ways, more than just giving people clothes. They're finding Christ too and building relationships with my wife, and she loves that part of it. And she has many testimonies too that have happened over the course of the time.
You're making an impact, Shannon. You're making impact on people's lives.
Yes.
And what we've seen, I think we need to have social. It's more than, you know, during the pandemic, we could tell there was something missing. And people are more than clothes, like Jason said. They need relationships. And I think at this center, relationships happen. Positive relationships happen.
Yeah, one of my helpers is currently, she was homeless and she got help here at the center. And now she's helping me to sort through clothes and all of that. She's helping me work here at the center.
Kind of paying it forward.
Yeah, and she said it's so awesome. It fills the void in her life. So it's really cool.
Well, Shannon, would you tell us about the history of the Grand Haven Adventist Community Service Center?
So the community center originally started on Washington in the 1960s.
That's a main street and a crossroad here.
It was over by Path Pharmacy, okay. I guess. We would gather clothes from the community to send overseas for disaster relief. That's originally what we were doing. It wasn't for the community, we were just sending it overseas. In 1984, the church bought the building on Beechtree here, and it was originally a furniture store.
Okay.
And in 1986, we put a new roof and added a kitchen on. And then in 2007, ADRA stopped taking clothing and sending it overseas because it started to be too expensive. And a lot of what we had was winter clothes, and where we were sending it, they didn't need it over there.
So you had to adjust the mission a little bit.
Yes. So then we started offering the donations that we received. We started offering it to the community. That's when that started.
Investing in the community.
Yes. And then we had a lot of overflow. So we had so many donations that they partnered with a group in Grand Rapids, and a truck would come over and pick it up. And the truck started getting really old, and they couldn't do it no more. So then they didn't have the money to fix it, so they stopped doing that. Then we partnered with the Salvation Army, but they could only take 60 bags. And as I showed you back there, there's a lot more than that.
Every week you put out 20 or 30 bags.
Yes, at least. So, so now we just give it to Goodwill as of right now, unless we can find somebody else that needs it and is able to give it away like we do.
Wonderful. Well, Shannon, I want to take our listeners on a virtual tour. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Let's go.
All right.
We'll bring Jason along, too. So, Shannon, we're walking. We're in the community area where different services and cooking schools and things are put on. Will you take us to the first room we're coming here is the workroom. In order to have something to give away, you got to receive it first, right?
Yes. So we have a donation room that's open 24 hours, so you can donate at any time of day. And then in the morning, I come in and I empty it out. And me and my helpers will sit at these tables and we'll go through it. We hang it up on racks, and then we take the racks in the back.
And it's so efficient. And listeners, that's one thing that Shannon has here is organization and efficiency. Just talking about the flow here, 24 hours, you can imagine it. Not a lot of organizations are open 24 hours, but you have a door to the outside. It's locked, you know, it's an outer chamber. It's like a foyer or something. They drop it off. You bring in here, you process it. You've got, when you get a bag of clothes, I'm sure there's quite a bit to go through and it's a bit confusing.
Oh, yes. So we just make... I tell all my helpers we don't keep anything that's not Christian, such as alcohol, tobacco, any clothing that has that stuff on there, any stains, anything that's out of style. So
you have standards.
Yes.
You have Christian standards, moral standards, and but you also have standards of quality and dignity for your recipients.
Yes. I feel like if I wouldn't wear it, why would they? So.
So you put them on these racks, just like they do at least in the garment district of New York. You'd see them taking these carts on wheels, clothing racks, and you go into the back room. And
yes.
Let's go into that back room.
Okay, so we have every age group is separated, and all the boys and girls are separated. So when you first walk in, we have the little baby section up to 24 months, and we have...
It's so cute.
Yes.
The clothes are just so small. And they're on the racks. You have racks here of clothes, but you also have shelves and cupboards up above and drawers down below. Mm-hmm. And it's just plain organized. And tell us what our listeners are visually looking at.
So in the drawers, we have on the top section in the drawers, we have all onesies, and they're all divided into different
age groups.
Yep. And then on the bottom drawers, we have sleepwear, like sleepers and stuff for babies. On the shelves, we have blankets and socks and I can't remember what them called. They're like sleeper bags for babies. We have sheet sets. We have the receiving blankets.
Swaddles?
Yes, swaddles. Yes.
my granddaughter has one, and that's what.
And then we have receiving blankets, hats, bibs, hats, rags, and
bibs. I see.
Yep, and bibs, and yeah, there's just bottles, everything. So everything you need for a baby is here.
Do you allow the people to walk through and make their own choices?
Oh yeah, yeah. I give them a tour around, and then I tell them go get a cart and get what you need.
And so, then you put a little some rules or some guidelines.
Well, because we have so many donations, so technically you're only supposed to get 5 outfits per person. But because we have so many donations, I don't really give them a limit.
Why restrict?
Yes. So I figure for babies especially, you go through so much, like it, so you need a lot.
Jason, there was something you were pointing out here.
Oh,
a lot of our helpers have certain areas in here that
specialize.
They specialize that they're really good at, and this happens to be, I believe, Sierra's, right?
Yes, my daughter-in-law does this area, so, and she's very particular, so you don't mess with her area.
Everything is so beautiful. Let's move on, and we're going to a little bit older, a little bit bigger. What size are we looking at here now?
So this is our girls section, the older girls, from 2T to 16. So this is all our shirts for the girls, and then we have these little baskets. They're like crates, and they have pajamas in the top row, shorts, and then pants.
And they're in these wonderful baskets, these plastic, look like old milk containers or lugs, and so everything's so organized.
Yes. And we have socks for every section. So for babies, we have socks, for girls, for boys, and then moms and dads. There's socks for everybody, and I have a big bin for everybody.
All right.
And then over here, oh, and then I have a section for sweaters for babies and sweatshirts for babies, and that's a whole separate section. And then I have a section for from 2T to 16 for girls. And then I have a whole section for jeans. So in our bins, where it says pants, them are just like sweatpants and stuff, but I have the jeans hanging up. And I hang them up to where you can see the sizes.
Listeners, this first time I saw it, it's a wonderful idea. You go through go to a store and buy clothes and try to find out what size and whatever. She has this so uniquely. Instead of, they have clips, the hangers have clips on it, but instead of clipping it by the belt line, she rotates it 90 degrees so you can look right into the top of the pants, and you can see where the label is at. What a genius idea. We may want to share that with other ACSs, idea.
Yeah, and I thought about that too, walking through their departments and seeing their ideas. I think that'd be kind of cool too, maybe if we did that with each other.
That's cross-pollinate.
Yes. And then we have the boys section for sweatshirts. And then we get to the men's section. So on men's, I have all the dress shirts and the polo shirts separated. I have all the regular jeans for men separated. And I have the shorts separated, and pajama pants and sweatpants are separated. And then I have these little crates again for like ties and t-shirts and different household items and like shower curtains and raincoats. And
I see a Van Heusen tie. That's some quality stuff there.
And then we go over, and the only thing in the men's section that is women's is the leggings, because I needed so much room for those. So, and then we go over to the other side, which is also men's. This is our dress pants and our socks, and we have the super heavy work socks for men. That's nice. And then we have t-shirts, sweatshirts. All this is separated. And then on the women's side, women don't wear out their clothes very much.
I thought that was interesting when you said that.
So we have a lot of women. Dresses are separate from
this is a full-length rack for the full-length dresses.
Yep. And then we have dress coats on this side. And then we have tank tops and men's suit coats. That's the only thing that's men's over here. I didn't need a lot of room for that, so... And then we have pajama pants and sweatpants right there for women. And here is our maternity right here.
Yeah, that's, I wouldn't have thought of that, but you serve all ages and all family situations.
Yes, you wouldn't believe the amount of pregnant women that come in here. That's when a lot of them need the help, because you're having a baby, you need a lot.
and you've changed your clothes, you aren't in your traditional sizes or anything like that. And here's a question, as far as, the balance of clothes coming in and clothes going out, how does that ebb and flow, or are you always in need, or do you have excess? I mean, they go through it so quickly.
Yes, so there is some things that I am in need of still. Like I go through a lot, especially being that it was just winter, I don't have any blankets left. So if anybody is able to donate blankets, that would be great. Another thing I'm in need of is towels. We go through those so much. So if anybody...
Everybody needs towels.
Yes, yes, we go through those a lot. Here, this is our scrubs. We have a whole section for
scrubs. That's so interesting, because, people are using services here. Many of them are in the workforce, and scrubs and uniforms are very expensive, so this is probably very much appreciated.
Yes. Yep. And I'm also a member of the Grand Haven Helping Hands, so I see people on there, hey, do you know anybody that has this, such as scrubs, because they're starting a new job, so I always come in on there, come on in.
Well, great, and you know, literally, we've all had our times.
And then I have a whole section for women's shorts. Now, like me, I only wear shorts. I won't wear the longer shorts. So I was like, I think I'm going to separate them too, because if they're looking for that particular thing, I can just send them right there.
So, I think that's very thoughtful of you.
So, and then dress clothes are all separated too. I have a whole section for those. And then I have here, I have all these little crates again. If anybody has these little crates that...
Plastic, they're about 13, 14 inches wide and deep and about 12 inches tall. She could use some crates, so you could help out the Grand Haven and Adventist Community Service Center by giving some crates.
Yes, because it helps us to be a little more organized and separate
You're
things.
Already organized.
There's always room for improvement. And so, yeah, these are pantyhose and bras and training bras and sports bras. So, and then over here, so with the women's clothes, I have so much room and to be able to separate things. So I like to do that. So on this side, I have long sleeve shirts, and then I have short sleeve shirts. And then I have I think they're called knickers.
Yes, that sounds about right.
They're the longer shorts. And then here's more short sleeve shirts, but I try to separate all the different types of shirts.
What a great collection that you have, so organized, and I think people feel decent and respected when they come in here.
Yeah.
Now your husband has his own special area. Are you ready to take him over there?
Yes.
Here goes Jason. This is his time to shine.
Real quick, I just wanted to mention, if anybody is getting married and in need of a wedding dress, come down and look at all our wedding dresses. They're so beautiful, and we have a lot of them.
Well, you know, that almost sounds like a commercial on TV. Come on down. We've got a dress for you. And I think, you know, today we need to encourage marriage, and we don't want anything to be standing in the way. You're even providing the wedding gown. Do you have tuxes?
I think there's one tux.
Okay. Maybe you can recycle that. Guys don't wear them very long. They're just one time.
Right.
Yes, Jason, tell us about, you can tell the sound is different. So you got an overhead door here. This is, you were appointed to this job. I mean, you know, you must be very important.
Well, it's part of that whole one flesh deal. Yeah, my wife's job and my job for the church has merged together, and we do things as a team, and every marriage should be that way.
Amen, right? Amen.
So, this is houseware stuff. This is everything outside of clothes that one would have in their house or things that they need in their house, and it comes from coffee cups to dishes, to just about everything, from children's toys and baby strollers and just everything. We even have an activities table for children with all kinds of activities stuff, like
a little bit of school supplies.
Mm-hmm. Right, that too. We have even a vision section. We have, I don't know how many pairs of different glasses up there with multiple different prescriptions for people. And we also have appliances, and it's basically everything. It's just the houseware needs, and that's what this section is for.
And some of them are things that make the house beautiful and just adding to
sure.
decor and the decency of making a house a home.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people have house fires, and they lose everything, and they're just devastated. And just something like a picture to go on the wall means a lot to them. They just
especially if
they
lost everything, or maybe right. maybe they lost their job, they lost their apartment, and they have to start all over again.
All over again.
I had a couple come in here that was in the Florida hurricane.
Oh.
And they came in and they said, we don't have anything. And when they left, they were crying.
Really?
It's so hard. They're like, you helped so much. So I just love the moment.
When you see your tears of joy, you know you've met a need.
Right.
Let's go into the...
Don't forget about our hygiene table.
Oh, yes, there's a very beautiful hygiene. And most of the products here, we have soap. It's all unopened. Toothpaste, soap, everything. And we keep the stuff that's unopened. We don't want nothing that's open. But this is all unopened hygiene products.
And so, you know, we really, I guess I've learned that through these interviews with different groups, that some of these disposable personal items, you can't get any other way. It's not, some of them aren't covered by food stamps or the bridge card or stuff like that. There is a certain sensitivity when you look after people's real and felt needs.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It is wonderful.
Well, let's go in and look at the where you have the meet their psychological and spiritual needs. Mm-hmm. We're walking back through. You can hear the difference in sound, the different sound treatments. We've gone through the clothing area. We're going walking back through where the processing, where the items are donated 24 hours a day, and then they're sorted and cleaned if necessary. And so, Jason, this is your favorite part. In fact, it's almost as big as the whole rest of the center, which is, how big is this room? Let's see.
I would say it's probably 40 by 60.
Yeah, I was going to say 60, so yeah.
Yeah. This room is my favorite room because this is where we can meet together. Not everybody wants to have a Bible study at their house. Not everybody wants to have a Bible study at your house. And most people don't feel comfortable going to the church for a Bible study. So having this building and this area to have a central location where we can come together and everybody is comfortable, it means the world. And this is available for our church, and it's such a blessing to have this. And we have also a full kitchen over here. Not only do we have people that come in for banquets and stuff like that through the church members, they want to have a big family get together. It's used for that too. But we have a full kitchen. And what we like to do for our Bible studies when we have Bible studies here is introduce the health message. So we'll have healthy snacks and food along with our Bible study too. So we're introducing the health message right along with the Bible study.
Better living.
It's beautiful. It all comes together.
Yeah, so again, you're talking about the whole body. You're talking about the physical needs. You know, Maslow had his hierarchy of needs. You know, food, food, shelter, and warmth. Protection, and then you go to the higher, the psychological level and the spiritual level.
Yeah.
And so you're literally taking the clothing is at those basic levels, and you're doing those next levels up from that.
Yeah, where my wife meets all these people, and they come into the center, and they're so grateful, and she's talking with them. And then when you see the Lord working on someone's heart, and they have questions, she takes that, and that becomes an appointment. Mm-hmm. And then that develops a relationship, and now they're here working with her and helping her, and she's building that relationship, because that's the most important part of ministry is the relationship. You don't have that, you don't have nothing. I mean, anybody can give a Bible study, but there's time that needs to be invested in that relationship, and that's where she comes in, and then it all comes together, and then she pulls me in. And then it's a blessing for me to come in, because I'm excited. I can't wait.
When you're meeting felt needs, it's easy.
Yeah.
It's not only easy, but it's delightful. It's doing exactly what Christ, there's a quote that Christ met their needs and then bid them follow him.
Amen.
And Christ is bidding each listener, whatever denomination you're in, he's or no denomination or relationship with Christ, he wants you to step it up to the next level, to come closer to him. And this is a safe space where people can come and meet Jesus.
Right, yeah, and it's a blessing because we have the same thing across town, but we have to pay rent for it. So having this in our own backyard, it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. And other church members also utilize this for Bible studies in small groups. We do have a couple of them going on right now with other church members conducting them here, so it's a blessing all the way around.
Well, Shannon, why don't you tell our listeners about how they can get involved, if they need the services for themselves, or if they've heard this and say, hey, I feel called to serve other people, and you have people, you enjoy having people. I'm gonna ask you a leading question, but is everybody who works here church members?
No, and I'd rather people from the community come here and help me, because that builds them relationships. The people from church already have God in their lives. I want to help people have God in their lives that don't.
It sounds like you're meeting a whole bunch of people's needs.
Yes.
Those who are needing their physical needs, and then others who need to serve, we're all looking to walk closer to Christ.
Yes.
Well, tell us about what we can do for you.
So yeah, I just need, as I said, the crates, that would be awesome. And blankets and stuff like that. And what else?
I got one, if I could. If there's anybody out there listening that wants Bible studies.
Oh yes.
We're here. Name your time, name your day.
Yep.
And we'll meet the need.
I do have, so if you Google Seventh-day Adventist Community Center, the number pops up, the address pops up, the times pop up. And also, the phone number that's on there goes straight to my cell phone. So I can, if you want Bible studies or you need help in other areas, just give me a call.
Fantastic. And will you give that information to our listeners?
432 South Beechtree.
432 South Beechtree. And that is in Grand Haven, Michigan.
Yes.
And is there any phone numbers that if somebody wants to reach out by phone, because not everybody likes to work on the computer or send email?
Yep. So the phone number is 616-843-0577.
And you'll want to repeat that again because they didn't have their pens and paper out yet.
616-843-0577.
So as we conclude this interview at the Grand Haven Adventist Community Center, Jason, any last thoughts that you would like to share with our listeners? You're a guy. I mean, you know, and you're 35 years old. I'm just guessing.
Thank you.
You know, many times people in the past, we're seeing a transition. I was talking to the director of the statewide, Shelley Ringstaff, that even during her tenure, which is only about 4 or 5 years, I'm guessing, that the volunteer base has changed. And for one time, it was not necessarily the first thing that people have volunteered for, but now it's one of the popular things to do as people seeing the need and such. So, so thank you for your service.
Sure. The only thing I can really put out there is maybe a suggestion or a word of advice for the Adventist community as a whole is don't forget about the mission and the spiritual message that we are obligated to give to those who are seeking it. The service centers are not just about clothing. They're not just about helping people in financial crisis. They're also about the transformation of the heart. And if we can lead them to Jesus and we can be that voice for God in that mission while we're here, that is what completes our mission. The clothing is great, but the spiritual guidance is where it's at.
And one of the things that I found that really helps to do that is your testimony. It's so powerful, especially our testimony. It's extremely powerful, and that just, it brings people in. They realize, hey, maybe he would help me too. So
we all need help.
Mm. Right.
We all need help, and everybody has a need for connections, community, and to know Jesus.
Yes.
Well, Shannon, you get to have the last say here. So what would you say to our listeners about community services in general?
It's just an awesome way to help people in every way possible. I mean, with their salvation, with their physical needs. It's just what a better way to evangelize. I mean, they spend all this money on evangelism. Well, having a community center does way more. It's awesome.
Well, thank you so much, Shannon and Jason. Listeners, you've taken a virtual tour of the Grand Haven Seventh-day Adventist Community Service Center. And you may have a community center near you, and you may want to connect. And there's nice people like Shannon and Jason and every one of them. Until next time, I'm Tom Majuri, your host here for Strong Tower Feature. God bless. Bye now.